Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Now sometimes, in the Old Testament, the Bible says something is the case, when actually it means it's going to be the case, it will be. Because what God says is so sure of coming true. So Mount Zion, Jerusalem, is going to be the refuge for the whole earth and the joy of the whole earth. It certainly isn't that at the moment. For the kings were assembled, they gathered together, they saw it and they marveled, they were troubled and fled away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. Well, that's what happened when the Assyrians and the nations that were supporting Assyria surrounded Jerusalem in Hezekiah's time, and God sent an angel that killed 185,000 of them, and all those kings fled away. You break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. So Jerusalem is going to be the capital of God's kingdom. Jesus is going to reign on the throne of David. I don't mean the literal seat that he sat on, but he's going to reign on the throne of David, which was in Jerusalem. And this is going to be the capital of the kingdom of God when Jesus comes back and establishes his kingdom here on the earth. We have thought of your great grace, O God, in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark well her strong fortifications. Consider her great buildings, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That's a wonderful comfort, that this wonderful kingdom of God is going to come on the earth, and Jerusalem will be the capital of that kingdom. And yet in this life it hasn't come, but he will be our guide even unto death. So he's going to guide us. If we want to be in his kingdom, then he will guide us all the way. And when we die, we've come to the end of this part of the journey, and then it will be like a sleep, and we will rise again and live forever the resurrection of the body. And he will guide us all our lives, right unto our death. It's a huge comfort.